Infowars.com/show.
Unmasking the elite's deceptions. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, so obviously the Democrat propaganda media is running cover for Kamala Harris immediately following that disastrous interview, and I could play hours of it, but I'm not going to show you all The View and Joy Reid and MSNBC and Sonny Hostin and all them. It's racist, it's sexist, it's misogynist, it's an ambush, but we'll show you a couple of them. Because you notice what she does at the end when she starts talking about how Trump demeans the American people and how Trump wants to turn the military on the American people. Now, we spent about 10 to 20 minutes on that story yesterday. The Department of Defense has actually authorized the military to use lethal force on the American people. That was a policy set in place just a month ago, less than a month ago, in September 2024. Official Department of Defense memo and policy change. And so certainly, you know, I guess it's fair to assume that's in anticipation of they steal it from Trump, they refuse to certify Trump, another January 6th type of protest happens, million plus people in D.C. This time they actually will send security, they'll send the military, and I guess what, they'll have a bunch of green-haired trannies and leftists shooting, killing the American people. So that's not a Trump policy. That's literally a Department of Defense memo under the Biden-Harris administration. So that's all projection. So they misrepresent that. They lie about who demeans the American people. That's Joe Biden. That's Kamala Harris. That's, if you don't vote Democrat, you're not black. So here's Don Lemon and a little bit more of the clip. Here's him running defense for Kamala Harris. He has to do it a selfie video on his phone now because he doesn't work for CNN anymore. And then he got canned after one show on X as well. Go ahead.
Okay, Fox News, you have a problem. You need to address this. This was one of the most egregious things in this interview, if not a flat out lie that you aired. Watch.
Are they misguided, the 50%? Listen, are they stupid?
Oh, God, I would never say that about the American people. And in fact, if you listen to Donald Trump, if you watch any of his rallies, he's the one who tends to demean and belittle and diminish the American people. He's the one who talks about an enemy within. An enemy
within.
Yeah,
he's talking about the corrupt government.
Talking about the American people.
It's about the corrupt government.
Suggesting he would turn the American military on the American people.
We asked that question to the former president today. Harris Faulkner had a town hall, and this is how he responded.
I heard about that. They were saying I was, like, threatening. I'm not threatening anybody. They're the ones doing the threatening. They do phony investigations. I've been investigated more than Alphonse Capone. He was the greatest gangster. No, it's true.
We've
no, but think of it. It's called weaponization of government. It's a terrible thing.
So,
Brett, I'm sorry, and with all due respect, that clip was not what he has been saying about the enemy within that he has repeated. When he's speaking about the American people, that's not what you just showed.
Well, here's the enemy within.
That's not what you just showed in all fairness and respect to you.
That was the question that we asked him.
He didn't show that, and here's the bottom line. He has repeated it many times, and you and I both know that. And you and I both know that he has talked about turning the American military on the American people. He has talked about going after people who are engaged in peaceful protest. He has talked about locking people up because they disagree with him. This
is
a democracy.
You did all three of those
things.
And
in a democracy,
we're not a
democracy. President of the United States, in the United States of America,
how many votes did you get?
Should be willing to be able to handle criticism without saying he'd lock people
up. And this is how she handles criticism. Look
at
how she handles
it. What is at stake.
So here's the problem with that.
She just lied.
She's right.
Oh.
This is what Donald Trump actually said.
Well, the people from within, we have some very bad people. We have some sick people, radical left lunatics. And I think they're and it should be very easily handled by, if necessary, by National Guard, or if really necessary, by the military. because they can't.
Now he's talking about the BLM type riots.
Now, Fox News.
They burn cities to the ground.
Unless you address this, you're doing the American people and your viewers a disservice, because the people in your media bubble echo chamber will never see the truth. You put on television a flat out lie. Are you going to fix it?
Sorry, it's just so ridiculous. So again, the only reason he has to put out that little video is because the whole thing was such a disaster. Kamala Harris losing her cool, losing her poise, lashing out, flaring her nostrils, screaming. And then he just tells the exact opposite. So let's be honest. Trump talked about having the National Guard and maybe the military to deal with some of these riots where cities burned to the ground. He wanted the National Guard in D.C. for January 6th. The Democrats turned it down, just like they did during all the rioting from Antifa and Black Lives Matter. I think the only other time would have been when he said he would send in the military to deal with the gangs in Chicago, gang violence. So, I mean, that's just the truth, whether you agree with it or not. It's the Kamala Harris, Joe Biden administration that has imprisoned their political opposition, that has censored their political opposition, and that regularly insults Trump voters, dating all the way back to before Trump got elected the first time with Peter Stroke and Lisa Page and Barack Obama. So it's all projection. And then they try to take everything he says out of context. But whatever. You already know that. They are running cover because they know what an absolute disaster this interview was. So they're immediately jumping out to run for cover to try to save Kamala Harris's campaign here. She looked bad, folks. I'm telling you. I mean, look. Even women, you know, for men and women, it's a little different, but, you know, men might be more jumpy, if you will, to label a woman a B.I. itch, but women really know. I mean, women really know, and if there were women on the fence, believe me, they're weary. They saw a B.I. itch, if not a see you next Tuesday in that interview. It was heavy. Believe me. That might have turned off a lot of women even. That's how bad it was. Watching her lash out like that, they've probably dealt with women like that. Here's Brian Stelter, who's back on CNN. Lemon is out. Stelter is back in. Let's listen to his cover here in clip 15.
I think this strategy from Harris was a Google strategy. She wanted Fox viewers to start to Google some of the things she was saying, because some of the comments she was making in this interview are foreign to the Fox audience. For example, General Mark Milley saying Trump is a fascist to the core, that's barely been covered on Fox News. So she was able to get some of those talking points in. This was the most adversarial interview Kamala Harris has probably ever done. Yes. Instead of getting to debate Trump again, she got to debate Bret Baier. And a lot of viewers are going to come away saying, wow, she's willing to do that. That's a sign of toughness and strength.
Wow. You know, Brian Stelter was probably polishing off his dome, thinking how genius he was. You know, that wasn't meant to be double entendre, but it might be. He does do television in his underwear. Oh, I'm going to say it was a Google interview. Yeah. Ah. He was like, he thought he was a genius for that. Oh, man, he thought he was so smart. And the funny thing is, even that goes against Kamala Harris. Now people are going to Google Jocelyn Nungary. Now people are going to Google all of these women and children that have been killed, their names, that have been killed by illegal immigrants let in by Kamala Harris. The Biden-Harris policies that have let them in and they've killed and raped women. You want to talk about things that don't get covered on the news? That doesn't get covered. You know, it's this funny thing, and I'm just so sick of it. They just throw these words out there. Fascist is like one of these words that they throw out there. I don't think, do they even know the meaning of it? Do they even care? How is Trump a fascist? Biden is the one cutting deals with Big Pharma to force vaccines into the military, force vaccines upon government employees. Where are the fascists here? So they just make up these terms and just throw them at you. Trump supporters are fascists. Trump supporters don't like the government. Trump supporters don't trust big corporations, big media. What do you mean they're fascists? You're the fascists. It's the same thing. It's all projection. It's all reverse reality. All right, here's a little extra from Kamala Harris in another interview she did. This is one of the softball ones. She thinks, so who really thinks Americans are stupid? She says Trump insults the American people. Who really thinks the American people are stupid? Listen to this in clip 8.
Is agreeing to voter ID one of those compromises that you'd support?
I don't think that we should underestimate what that could mean. Because in some people's mind, that means, well, you're going to have to Xerox or...
Hold on. I'm sorry. Let's... My brain is hurting. I think I'm losing IQ points. This might be abuse to the audience. I might have to stop this. This is actually getting unethical to do this to my audience. I should at least put out a warning. I should be fair here. And to the crew, too, I apologize. Let's start it from the top. Let's give a proper warning. I apologize. Viewer and listener discretion is advised. The clip you are about to hear will lower your IQ and make you a dumber person. And so please prepare yourself for ultimate stupidity here. And again, the look, I mean, she's over makeuped, the lighting. Maybe they're trying to make her look black here. I don't know. It's just the whole presentation.